Welcome to Season 7, The NGO Grit. This season, Just Talk Therapy podcast brings you the stories of some amazing people who dedicated their time, money, energy, etc. selflessly, just for a cause. They held humanity first and thus made a difference in the society in their own ways. Today, we have wonderful guests with us. Welcome to the show, ma'am. It's Mona Almeida, ma'am, and Mrs. Razia Pathan. And they both are together along with the third member, who unfortunately is busy today and could not make to the interview. But they are a team of Saath Saath Foundation, SSF. So welcome to the show, ma'am.
Thank you, Hina. Thank you for inviting us to this show.
Thank you for your time. And thank you for your time, Razia, ma'am.
Thank you.
Tell our listeners about yourself and your NGO.
So our NGO is called Saath Saath Foundation. We founded this organization almost a year ago. We are three of us, three founders. And you have already named two of us, that is me, Mona, and Razia. And a third founder who isn't here, as you have already mentioned. The mission of Saath Saath Foundation is to increase volunteerism in India, that is. We believe on one side of the spectrum, there are a lot of needs in the economically deprived section, in the NGOs, all kinds of requirements are there. And on the other end of the spectrum are people like us, who have the time and the resources and also the inclination, but they don't know where to go and what to do. They have the urge to help. They want to help and they want to be of use to society, but they do not know where to go. So Saath Saath Foundation was established with the clear motive of increasing volunteering and providing the link between these two sections, the haves and the have-nots. Also, I would like to clarify over here, the have and the have-nots over here is not just in the sense of the economic part. It could also be that somebody who's economically deprived has a certain skill, and on the other side, there is somebody who is having the money, you know, but doesn't have the skill. So it's an exchange between two sections. So this is how this thought came, and this is what we want to do. So currently what we are doing is we are associated with six organizations. Now these organizations are working with different sections. For example, there is one which is working with young boys, very young boys, from 6 to 12 year old. There is another which is working with the elder boys, 12 to 18 year olds. We are also working with rescued girls, the minor girls, that is under 18 years of age, and the girls who are above 18 years of age. These are girls who have been rescued from trafficking. They are survivors. They are girls in despair. The other section that we are working is the street children and the children living on the platform. Also, children of parents who are rag pickers. So as you can see, we are working in different areas. And wherever there is a need, wherever there's a gap that these organizations face, for example, with the smaller children, what they require is more in education. So we link them with volunteers who are interested in imparting education. In fact, we have a lot of volunteers who are doing one-to-one tutoring with these children. With the elder children, with the slightly elder children from 12 to 18, we have volunteers who are conducting yoga sessions, spoken English. With the girls, there is somebody who's even conducting Bharatnatyam workshops. So it's not just the studies, it is across spectrums, across skills that we are working. And we also have a volunteer who is, you know, conducting life skill sessions online and calls it the Happiness Project. Trying to convey to the teenagers what is the problem and how we can find happiness in spite of being in whatever situation we are. So this is the gist of what we do. Yeah.
That is wonderful. And you all are doing great job. Thank you for your services and connecting those who really want to do something for others? Because as you had said, yes, there are people who have all the resources and the inclination, but they don't know how to connect or how to go about it. And you have absolutely nailed it by connecting the volunteers to the place where it's like, you know, they can actually use their skills and develop or spread happiness around.
Thank you.
Great job. And how did you come into this social sector? If you could just share that.
I have come into the sector 10 years, you could say that way. But ever since I was a child, I have been doing my little bit, whether you want to call the social sector or whatever. But right from my school days, I have been teaching the children of my maids who are in a lower class, or when I started earning a little bit, you know, contributing towards CRY and HelpAge India, which were the most known organizations at the time. So in a way, I feel I've always been doing this, but at that time, I was not aware about how to go about doing more. In fact, I had even written to some NGOs to guide me, but somehow it never happened. So that inclination was always there. And in my own way, in a personal capacity, I was always doing something like that. I had even gone to a hearing impaired school and conducted some small workshops over there. But yes, in the last 10 years, I have been closely associated on a day-to-day basis. So what I feel is I was always wanting to do this, but, you know, maybe didn't get the platform earlier.
So you found the right path to do what you had always loved to do.
Yes, that is right.
And Razia ma'am, if you could share ki, how did you come to this, or why did you step in into social sector or this NGO project?
हाँ जी, तो मुझे ये मतलब काफी बचपन से ही मेरा सपना था कि मैं कुछ ऐसे काम करूँ, एंड मुझे किसी की हेल्प करने में बहुत खुशी मिलती थी और मिलती भी है. और इसके बाद में जब हर किसी के जीवन में उतार चढ़ाव अप्स एंड डाउन आते रहते हैं, तो ऐसा समय मेरे साथ में भी हो गया है. तो तभी मुझे पता चला कि मुझे ये फील्ड चुनना चाहिए ताकि मेरे जैसे और भी कई लोग हैं, मैं उनको हेल्प कर सकूं, एंड काफी मुझे इसमें खुशी मिलती है.
बहुत खूब. एंड तो ये जो आप इस सफर में आप चली हैं, तो आपका सपोर्ट सिस्टम क्या था?
मेरा सपोर्ट सिस्टम ये था कि मैं एक बहुत छोटे गांव से आती हूँ, और जैसे कि मुंबई सिटी में रहना मेरे लिए बहुत मुश्किल था. बट बोलते ना, ऊपर वाला कभी किसी को ऐसे लोगों को भेजता है जो मेरे सपोर्ट सिस्टम मेरे मुझे दो इंसान ऐसे मिले जो हमेशा उन्होंने मुझे सपोर्ट किया मेरे जैसे कि काम में, मुझे कैसे रहना है, मुझे कैसे आगे बढ़ना है, किस तरह का जो काम करने का जो तरीका होता है, किस तरह से तुमको आगे बढ़ना चाहिए. ये मेरे लिए दो लोग थे जो मैं नाम नहीं ले सकती हूँ, बट ये मेरे लिए बहुत बड़ा सपोर्ट सिस्टम रहा. एंड आज मैं जहाँ पे हूँ, उनका बहुत बड़ा हाथ है मेरे सर के ऊपर. एंड एक होता है सपोर्ट सिस्टम होता है, और एक होता है अपना आपका सपना, कि आपका सपना क्या है. जब तक आपका कोई सपना नहीं होगा, आप आगे नहीं बढ़ सकते हो. तो मेरा फ्यूचर नहीं. हेलो
जी 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 हेलो.
तो मेरा एक सपना ये था कि जो मेरी बेटी है, मुझे उसको पढ़ा लिखा के आगे बढ़ाना है, एंड वो काफी हद तक मैंने पूरा किया है. तो बचपन जब वो छोटी थी, तो मैंने मेरा सपना मैंने पूरा किया, आज उसका सपोर्ट मुझे मिला है, तो मैं बहुत खुश हूँ ये चीज करके. थैंक यू.
यू रियली डिड वेल. ऑफ कोर्स, जैसे आपने कहा कि सपना या ख्वाब या ड्रीम्स जो हम कहते हैं, वो होना बहुत जरूरी है, एंड तभी वो सपोर्ट सिस्टम भी उसके लिए फिर उसको रास्ता दिखाता है. एंड अगेन रिगार्ड्स एंड लॉट्स ऑफ थैंक्स to those people who had supported you at the right time. Such people are still there and always a blessing in disguise. तो वो आपके लिए एक नेमत बन के थे उस टाइम पे एंड आपको बहुत बहुत मुबारक हो कि आप अपने सपने की तरफ चल पड़ी हैं एंड यू आर मेकिंग अ डिफरेंस इन अदर पीपल्स लाइफ. हाउ अबाउट यू मोना मैम, व्हाट वाज योर सपोर्ट सिस्टम व्हेन यू स्टेप्ड इनटू दिस?
या बिगेस्ट सपोर्ट सिस्टम माय फैमिली, माय हस्बैंड टू बी टू इन पर्टिकुलर, biggest support system, and there could be nothing more than that. But yes, of course, the friends also have always stood by me. And for me, I feel also the people like my donors, my volunteers, and all the people who we tried to help through our work, they trusted that we would help them. They trusted that we were doing things which would be beneficial to them. They also have been my support system. Had these people not trusted me, had my donors not trusted me, I would not have been able to, you know, continue on this journey and be where I am today.
That's so beautifully articulated. And yes, everyone who trusts, that is like, yes, you are doing something worthy then. It gives a lot of happiness, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm getting goosebumps talking about all this also.
Oh, so sweet. But then, while you were doing this work, did you have any low moments or you felt very saddened by the situation? Anything, if you can share with our listeners? And how did you cope those moments? Because it's not easy.
So I wouldn't say that I have too many hard moments as such. Somehow the journey has been the best for me. The only time I really remember struggling with myself is when I started Sarthak Foundation and I had decided that the mission would be volunteering. There were a lot of people who told me that this is not one of the best missions to take up. It is not something that people understand and people identify with as a mission, you know. Volunteers are not taken seriously, volunteers don't take the work seriously, and this as a mission may not work. But personally, I have always felt that throughout my journey, I had felt that it is the one that gave me most feeling of satisfaction when I have been volunteering. It gave me a lot of satisfaction. It gave me a reason to continue working. And what gave me more satisfaction was connecting more and more people to the field of volunteering, to the good feeling of volunteering, I should say. When people would volunteer and say, thank you for giving me this opportunity. In my whole 10 years, and even now, I come across so many people who keep telling me that I want to know what an NGO is, I want to know how to connect. And there are so many ladies in particular, I will tell you, especially once they have older children, when they're crossing their 40s and 50s, telling me that, oh, I don't think I can be of any use. मेरे पास तो कोई skill ही नहीं है. मुझे कुछ नहीं आता. मैं कैसे किस चीज के लिए useful हो सकती हूँ? So telling them that no, there is so much that you have, and there is so much that you can still contribute to society. And once they see that and get the happiness, that is what gives me the kick, if I can use that word. And I just love doing that. And so there was a time when people were telling me that it's not the right thing to take up as a mission. But I took it up because I just trusted my instinct. And today we have a minimum of at least 50 volunteers with us working on a regular basis. And these volunteers keep connecting us with more and more people. Wow. Somewhere I think we've been proven right.
Absolutely. And that's why it's NGO grit, because it takes a lot of grit and determination to do something which one deeply values, but they don't find that kind of support around, maybe verbally first when one is about to start. So that itself, I can relate to it because I have learned and listened to other founders also, and this is a very common thing, and that's why your story as well as other founders' story will reflect the fact that NGO work is a serious work and it is a respectable work. And Absolutely. Everyone has something or the other to give back to the society.
Absolutely. Absolutely agree over there.
And Razia ma'am, if you could share, agar aapne koi challenges face kiye hain, aur agar kiye hain, to aapne unko kaise deal kiya, ya cope kiya, ya usko kaise handle kiya?
तो मेरे लिए जिस फील्ड में मैं आई थी तो मेरे लिए सबसे बड़ा चैलेंज था नवजीवन रेस्क्यू फाउंडेशन रेस्क्यू महिलाओं के लिए जो रेस्क्यू महिलाएं वहाँ पे रहती हैं तो यहाँ पे काम करना मतलब बहुत बड़ा चैलेंज था क्योंकि यहाँ पे किसी को इतने आसानी से एंट्री नहीं देते हैं एक एक डेढ़ डेढ़ घंटा गेट के बाहर हमको रुकना पड़ता था तो ऐसे ये कंटिन्यू एक दो महीने कंटिन्यू चलता रहा फिर फाइनली ऐसा कभी कभी ऐसा होता था कि अभी बस अभी यहाँ पे काम नहीं करना है हमें मतलब इतना तो नहीं हो सकता अभी नहीं करना है तो इतना निराश होके घर पे जाके फिर रात में ऐसे थोड़ा बोलते ना हम सोचते कि क्यों नहीं हो रहा क्या हमसे कुछ कमी रह गई क्या तो रात में सोने के समय जब लड़की का चेहरा नजर आता था तो लगता था कि नहीं ये वो लड़कियों के सामने हमारी तकलीफ कुछ भी नहीं है तो वापस उठ के मैंने वापस वो काम कंटिन्यू चालू किया फाइनली हमको वहाँ पे एंट्री मिली उस उन महिलाओं के लिए हमने कुछ काम स्टार्ट किया है मतलब किया फिर कुछ समय के बाद में कुछ लड़की और महिलाएं वहाँ से बाहर निकली वो आज भी हमारे कांटेक्ट में हैं आज भी कुछ भी उनके जीवन में कुछ भी थोड़ी छोटी सी भी खुशी आती तो सबसे पहले कॉल करते हैं कि दीदी ऐसा हो गया मेरे जीवन में कुछ ये आया या मुझे कुछ जॉब मिला है या कोई मैं फैमिली से मिली हूँ तो सबसे पहले वो हमें शेयर करती थी ये मेरे लिए कि ये सक्सेस है कि मैंने जो भी मेहनत की वहाँ पे जो स्टार्टिंग में हमें जो स्ट्रगल करना पड़ा बट उसका फल हमें मिला तो ये बहुत अच्छा रहा
सही बात है लेकिन आपने तो बहुत मेहनत की है और उसका फल और नतीजा तो आपके जैसे आपने बताया है कि जब वो लोग फोन करके बताते हैं तब कितनी खुशी मिलती है कि वो मेहनत कम से कम रंग लाई जैसे बोलते हैं हम लोग तो आपको तो बहुत अच्छा लगता होगा जब वो लोग फोन या जब आपको पता चलता होगा कि वो लोग अब बेहतर जगह पे हैं या उससे उनके हालात बेहतर है
अच्छा नहीं ये एक होता है ना कि आप दुनिया भर की खुशी एक तरफ होती है और जब किसी का ऐसे जो लड़कियों के साथ में हमने काम किया उनको थोड़ी सी भी उनके चेहरे पे मुस्कुराहट या खुशी उनको देख के तो ये बोलते हैं ना बहुत बहुत कुछ कह जाता है वो उसके लिए कोई वर्ड नहीं है हम ये नहीं कह सकते कि हमें बस ये मिला है या वो मिला है तो ये बहुत अलग खुशी होती है
सही बात है बिकॉज इट इज प्राइसलेस द हैप्पीनेस वन सीज इन अदर्स फेस व्हेन दे कम आउट ऑफ देयर डिस्ट्रेस सिचुएशन एंड आप लोग बहुत अच्छा काम कर रहे हैं एंड हम उम्मीद करते हैं कि आप इसी तरह अच्छा काम करते रहें और लोग कनेक्ट होते रहें एंड मोना मैम इफ यू कैन जस्ट से समथिंग टू आवर यूथ इफ यू वुड लाइक टू What would you say to them?
I would say I have a lot of hope from the youth. Yeah. So I have worked with a lot with the youth, with the younger generation as part of my journey of 10 years in this sector. And I see them very, very enthused, very confident and always looking for opportunities to do this kind of work, which could be beneficial to the lesser privileged. So I would say to the youth, you're on the right track, most of you at least. Please continue doing this. Please continue coming with stars in your eyes. It's once we start getting older that we believe, ye nahi ho sakta, wo nahi ho sakta. Please continue being the way you are. And the ones who are still not associated with this kind of work, please do come and please get associated with any good work that you can, with any group that you can. There is a lot to be done in our country. There is a very big section of population which is waiting for help, which could do with any skill that you have and anything that you could do for this section. So step out of your comfort, of the comfort of your home, step out and do whatever you can in whatever capacity you can. And it's not very difficult, you know, only the first step is difficult. do that, think about it. Contact us, contact any other NGO that you know. Contact somebody and start doing today itself.
So if at all they want to contact you or connect with you, how should they do so? If you could share any of your social media link.
Yeah, so we are on all social media handles, including Instagram. We are at Saath Foundation on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. And of course, they can connect with us on phone. We will share our phone numbers to me and Razia. And they can just send a WhatsApp message, normal message, or even call. We never miss any calls. And if we do miss, we always do call back. And we will be very happy to connect and guide. I do understand that, especially the youngsters would feel, you know, how do I go about, what is it that can I do? Or my mom is not allowing me out of the house. It happens a lot with the youngsters, the young girls especially. You can write this sitting at home also volunteer. So if you have that constraint also, we'll take care of it. There are lots of things you can do at sitting at home also. Do connect with us. Thank you. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to speak about our work.
That's a wonderful and very timely reminder that yes, at times there are, you know, certain constraints because of family or work or studies. And I'm sure after listening to you, they will contact you if they can. Or otherwise, as you mentioned, any good work that is happening in and around their vicinity, just connect. And the first step is a little tricky, but then it is worth every effort taken towards it. So all the listeners, I request, please connect to ma'am. And before we end, do you have anything else to say?
I would like to say thanks to you, Hina, for giving us this opportunity. And this is a great thing that you are doing, you know, connecting your listeners to people from the other sections, whether it is the NGO sector or whether it is the other platforms, that people that you are calling on your show. And I hope I will get to connect with some of your wonderful audience.
I believe in it, and thank you for your efforts. And thank you, Razia ma'am, for your efforts, and your third team member, Mrs. Usha Donolikar, I think so, if I've pronounced it right.
You're right.
Okay, so thanks to Usha ma'am also. Thanks to all three of you for this Saath Saath Foundation.
Thank you. Thanks to you too.
Thank you.
Hope to connect with you soon. Till then, take care. Bye.
You too, take care. Bye.
This was Mrs. Mona Almeida and Mrs. Razia Pathan, who, along with the third member, Mrs. Usha Donolekar, she was not present today, unfortunately, due to some reason. And together, these three members established an NGO named Saath Saath Foundation, whose mission is to increase volunteerism in India. And as we listened, yes, of course, their journey had its ups and downs, but their passion, their dedication, and their grit to move forward surpassed all the hurdles. And they are providing the link to connect people who have inclination to help with the people who are in need in different areas of requirement. The NGO team is working towards helping people in distress from various walks of life. The founders believe and have hope in the youth. They say that they are enthusiastic, have new approach, and they are solution-oriented. Therefore, they urge that the youth should step forward and do their bit in whatever way they are capable of. With that, I would like to say, please do connect if you wish to do your bit in social work with any of the NGO founders through their social media links. The NGO SSF's vision is to guide volunteers as per their abilities so that their efforts can be channelized properly. On that note, I end today's episode. See you in my next episode with another NGO founder and their story. Till then, take care and be safe.
बाय।